在两周之后能够回到丢牛顿中间啊，心里面啊十分的啊欢喜。
To return back after 2 weeks to be with all brothers and sisters, indeed, my heart is so full of joy.
我也很谢谢啊 ，Michael 弟兄刚刚所为我们今天要交通的信息做了介绍。
I'm really thankful for our brother Michael who gave a good introduction to our message this morning.
让我们知道，我们每一个基督徒，蒙恩的基督徒，我们都是服侍神的人。
Because every single child of God who is called by God, we are called to serve Him.
而我们在服侍当中，我们都有我们的挣扎。
And in our services, we all have our struggles.
所以我相信早晨主要借着啊这个负担，关于服侍主。来提醒我们，也来教导我们。
So this morning, my burden is that we are to speak about serving the Lord in order to remind us and to teach us.
好，叫我们能够有更多讨主所喜悦的服事。
So that we would have more service that is pleasing to the Lord.
请我们今天一同打开圣经，我们读几处的经文。
Let's open up our Bibles and let's have a read
some passages. 第一处在以弗所书第六章。
The first is in Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章，我们要读第七节。
Ephesians 6, let's read verse 7.
甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
With good will, render service as to the Lord and not to men.
我再读一次，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Let me read it again. With good will, render service as to the Lord and not to men.
我们再翻到哥林多前书第七章。
Next, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章，我们读二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, let's read verse 23.
你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆。
You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men.
这里联系到我们刚刚所唱的这首诗歌，我们是主用他的性命，这个极大的重价所买赎回来归给神的人。
And this is a reminder of the hymn that we just sang, that our Lord Jesus has paid for us with his heavy price.
请我们再翻到罗马书第六章。
And next, let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章，我们先读第十三节。
Romans 6, let's first read verse 13.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具。倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
十六节
，verse 16。
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆，以至于死？或做顺命的奴仆，以致成义。
Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death, or of obedience resulting in righteousness?
十九节
，verse 19.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说：你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今。也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification.
请我们再翻到马可福音。
Next, let's turn to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章，我们读第四十五节。
Mark 10, let's read verse 45.
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章，我们要读二十六、二十七两节。
Luke chapter 22, let's read verses 26 and 27.
但你们不可这样，你们里头为大的，倒要像年幼的；为首领的，倒要像服侍人的。是谁为大？是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢？不 不是坐席的大马，然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
But it is not this way with you, but the one who is the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the servant. For who is greater, the one who reclines at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves.
好，最后我们要读路加福音第十二章。
And lastly, let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音第十二章，我们读第三十七节。
Luke 12, let's read verse 37.
主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，近前伺候他们。
Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them.
我们一起低头再有点祷告。
Let's bow for another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你浩大的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your great grace.
让我们早晨能够一同聚集在你宝座的脚前来敬拜，来赞美你。
That this morning you call us to gather before your feet so that we can worship and praise you.
主，我们实在是要说，你的慈爱比生命更好。
Lord, we truly want to say, for your loving kindness is better than life.
主，因着你的慈爱和怜悯。早晨我们来能够来到聚集在你的同在里。
It is because of your loving kindness and mercy that allows us to gather in your presence.
主啊，因着你爱激励我。
And it is because your love constrains us.
主啊，我们甘心做你爱的奴仆。
Lord, we are willing to be your bond servants.
愿早晨你的爱再来摸着我们的心。
May your love once again touch our hearts.
赐给我们有一个能听的耳朵。
Give us an ear that is able to hear.
叫我们能够听见你的声音。
So that we may hear your voice.
你爱的呼唤
and your call of love.
主，愿我们能够来快跑跟随你
so that we may run quickly after you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒都应该是服侍神的人
Every single child of God who is saved by grace is a servant of God.
基督徒是蒙神所救赎的人
A Christian is one who has been redeemed by God.
基督徒也是被神所呼召、所分别出来服侍神的人。
A Christian is also one who is called out, separated unto his service.
在旧约时代里，我们看见只有亚伦家他们能够成为那服侍神的祭司。
We see that in the Old Testament, only Aaron's family, they were called to be the priesthood.
他们是神在以色列十二支派当中被神所拣选出来进祭司职分的一般人。
Among all the 12 tribes, only them, they were called by God to be priests.
我们知道这并不是神原来的心意。
We know that this was not God's original intention.
当神借着摩西将以色列从埃及为奴之地拯救出来的时候
After God called out his people through Moses out of Egypt.
神的心意乃是要以色列全家能够成为祭司的国度能够一同的来侍奉神。
God's will was for all the Israelites, the entire household, to become a kingdom of priests to serve God.
然而因着以色列人的软弱
But yet because of their weakness,
神在他们中间得着亚伦的家
God was able to obtain the household of Aaron,
叫他们能够成为服侍神的祭司
so that they would be priests who would serve him,
是归耶和华为圣
that they are holy unto the Lord.
在新约的时代所有蒙神所救赎的基督徒都应当是服侍神的祭司
And yet in the New Testament time, every single child of God, we are those who ought to be priests who serve the Lord.
这是在路加福音第一章74-75节那边所给我们看见。
This is what we see in Luke chapter 1, verse 74-75.
讲到神如何从仇敌手中把我们救出来。
This tells us of how the Lord has saved us out of the hand of the enemy.
叫我们能够在他的面前来侍立、来侍奉。
So that we could stand before him and serve him.
这也是从彼得前书二章九节所给我们看见的。
And this is also what we see from 1 Peter chapter 2.
主的话告诉我们说，我们乃是有君尊的祭司。
God's word tells us that we are a royal priesthood.
那什么是祭司的职分呢
？So what is this position of being a priest?
我们知道祭司乃是在神和人中间服侍的一般人。
We know that priest is a group of people who serve between man and God.
所以祭司的职分一方面乃是将神 的意思，或将神的心意、神的话语带到人的中间。
So we see that one function of being a priest is that you bring God's will into among men.
另一方面，也是把人能够带到神的面前。
On the other hand, you also bring man before God.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们能够蒙神所救赎，这是恩典。
So today, for us to receive redemption, salvation, this is grace.
我们能够成为神的祭司来服侍神。更是神的恩典。
To also become a priest, to serve him is even more his grace.
因此服侍神应当是基督徒的天职。
And so indeed, it is our heavenly calling to be a priest.
服侍神也是我们基督徒的本业。
It is also our vocation or profession.
因为我们都是神用重价所买赎。
Because we have all been purchased by a heavy price.
我们是神的奴仆。
We are his bondslaves.
弟兄姐妹，我们若不服侍神，我们服侍谁呢?
Brothers and sisters, if we do not serve God, who do we serve?
我们若不服侍神，难道我们服侍偶像？我们服侍马门，服侍我们自己的肚腹吗?
If we do not serve God, are we serving idols? Are we serving mammon? Are we just merely serving our own appetites?
让我们记得，我们能够服侍神，是神所给我们何等尊贵的呼召。
Let us remember that this is truly a very royal calling from the Lord.
这也是我们在神和人中间的那个职分。
It is also our profession before the Lord.
服侍神不仅是我们基督徒的天职。
It is not only our heavenly calling.
服侍神也是我们基督徒的本业。
But it is also our profession.
什么意思呢?
What do I mean by that?
就是我们每一个基督徒，我们都应当是全时间服侍神的。
That means that all of us, we are all full-time servants of God.
或许有人说,
Or some may say,
我是工程师,
That I am an architect or engineer.
我是会计师,
Or I'm an accountant.
或是我是老师,
Or I'm a teacher.
弟兄姐妹，无论我们在公司里面从事是什么样的专业，
It doesn't matter what profession you have in your company.
或是我们是全时间在家里面的家庭主妇，
Or you are a full-time homemaker, you stay at home.
弟兄姐妹，这一些不过就是我们的副业。
All of these things are merely just our careers on earth.
我们的主业，我们的本业乃是服侍神。
Our main vocation is to serve God.
我们可能有几种不同的副业。
Perhaps you have many different careers.
比方说我们在公司里面是做会计的。
Perhaps in a company that you are an accountant.
但同时我们在家庭里面呢，我们是做母亲的。
And at the same time, in your family, you are a mother.
这些是我们在世上不同的职分。
These are our different positions here on earth.
但我们真正的本业乃是服侍神。
But our main vocation is to serve God.
我们基督徒不过是在不同的领域里头，我们在那里来服侍神。
As Christians, we serve God in our different capacities and positions.
因为只有神是配得我们服侍。
Because only God himself is worthy of our service.
兄姐妹，盼望我们都能够记得。
I hope that we can all remember.
我们都是全时间服侍神。
That we are all servants of God full time.
若不是这样，
If not,
那我们想到我们服侍神的时间岂不少得可怜吗?
Then perhaps the time that we truly serve God is so pitiful.
我知道现在弟兄姐妹工作有的都非常忙。
I know many of brothers and sisters are very busy in their work.
甚至有的人一周要做工作到七十、八十个小时。
Some even work 70 to 80 hours a week.
那如果我们工作的时间不是服侍神，
If our hours of work is not to serve God,
那我们服侍神的时间不是少得非常可怜吗?
Then isn't the time that we have left over to serve God just a
very
small amount?
我们能够记得。
I hope we all remember.
因着我们是神的祭司。
Because we are priests of God.
因着我们从神领受这样一个尊贵祭司的职分。
Because we have this honorable royal calling from the Lord to be a priest.
所以我们无论在什么样的情况里,
so no matter what circumstance you are in,
在什么样的环境里,
no matter what environment you are in,
在什么样的职场上,
no matter what profession you are in,
我们所服侍的是我们的神,
you serve our God.
而我们基督徒的服侍乃是奴仆的服侍。
And our Christian service is a service of being a bond slave.
刚才我们读以弗所书六章七节那边告诉我们说, 甘心侍奉, 好像服侍主, 不像服侍人。
And in Ephesians chapter 6, we just read, with good will render service as to the Lord and not to man.
这里服侍这个原文字的意思里面所告诉我们的就是奴仆的服侍。
And the service that is spoken of in this verse speaks of the service of being a bond servant.
因此我们知道我们基督徒的服侍乃是一种奴仆的服侍。
And so as Christians, we know that our service is service of being a bond slave.
而我们的服侍呢，不像是一般奴隶的服侍。
And our service is not the general service of being a regular servant.
好像是情非得已的。
That you just are doing it for the salary.
好像是你 被迫的
or that you are forced to do so.
我们基督徒的奴仆的服侍乃是像旧约希伯来人希伯来奴仆那样的服侍
Our service is to be like the service of a servant in the Old Testament, the Hebrews.
就像我们刚刚弟兄所告诉我们的希伯来奴仆的服侍乃是一个爱的服侍
Just like what our brother shared earlier, that the service is one of love.
是因着爱的缘故
For the sake of love.
我们愿意把自己献上当作奴
We are willing to offer ourselves up as a bond slave.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹刚刚记不记得刚刚我们所唱这首诗歌一开头告诉我们
Do you remember what it says at the beginning of the song?
他说要用锥子穿刺我们的耳朵
That our ear is to be pierced through.
这不是一个流行时尚的一个装饰
This is not something that is done generally these days just because we want to wear jewelry.
在出埃及记那里给我们看见希伯来人为 奴仆的条例
But in Exodus it tells us that there is a requirement of being a bond servant.
是神定规希伯来人做奴仆最多只能服侍到六年
God has already set that a slave can only be a slave for 6 years.
到第七年他的主人必须让他自由地离去
At the year 7 mark, the master needs to allow the servants to be set free.
那当这个希伯来奴仆他得着这样自由可以成为自由人的时候
So a Hebrew slave, when he has the ability to now be a free man,
他可以做一个自由的选择
He can make a voluntary decision.
他选择要在主人的家里一生作为主人的奴仆
He can decide whether or not he wants to be a bond slave in this household forever
是因着爱主人的缘故
Because of the sake of love
这个时候呢这个奴仆的主人就要把他带到主人家的门口
And so at this time the master will bring the slave to the door of the house
用砖子来穿刺他的耳朵在门框里
And use an awl and pierce through the servant's ear into the doorpost.
这就成为这希伯来奴仆那个记号
And this will be the mark upon this Hebrew slave.
他就成为一个爱的奴仆
He will be a bond slave of love.
那为什么要穿耳朵不穿鼻子呢
And so why is it through the ear not through the nose?
作为一个仆人最重要的就是顺命
Because what is most important for the slave is that he needs to
obey.
He needs to obey.
这个听话不像我们现代人的理解。
Obedience is not just through our rationale like today.
右耳听，左耳出。
Or that you listen, it goes into your right ear, out through the left.
作为仆人，他耳朵被这锥子来穿透之后
，After an awl has pierced through your ear.
他所表明的就是他一生。他要听从主人的命令。
It represents how the servant will forever listen to the command of the master.
完全照着主人的意思来行事。
And will do only according to the master's intention.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们今天基督徒作为奴仆服侍的那个意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of being a bond slave today.
是因着主先爱了我。
It is because the Lord first loved us.
因着主爱我们。那舍己的爱
Because of his complete love for us
那个爱激励了我们
This love has constrained us
叫我们愿意爱我们的主
So that we would also be willing to love our Lord
我们甘心情愿地献上自己
So we are completely willing and voluntarily offer up ourselves
做主爱的奴
To be the bond slave of love for our Lord
一生遵行他的旨意
For our entire lives we listen and obey him
所以我们的服侍乃是一个甘心的侍奉像是服侍我们的主。
So now our service is one that's completely voluntary, willing to serve our Lord.
我们奴仆的服侍，我们看见乃是开始于一个奉献。
And so we see that the beginning of a bond servant's service begins with consecration.
这个奉献简单来说就是一个主权的转移。
This consecration, very simply put, is just a transference of rights.
就像那希伯来奴仆一样。
Just like that Hebrew slave.
照律法来说他得着自由了
According to the law, he now has freedom.
他可以离开他的主人而去
He can now depart from his master.
然而他却愿意把自己献给主人
Yet he is willing to offer himself up to his master.
就是他把他自己完全的主权转移给他的主人
Now he's willing to offer and transfer all of his own rights over to the master.
我们知道在古代的时候那奴仆的主人掌握了奴仆他生死的大权。
We know that in ancient times, the master has the right to live or to die within his hands.
这是我们基督徒 作为奴仆服侍的一个开始。
This is the beginning of our service as a bond slave.
这是因着主的爱激励我。
It is because of the constraint of His love within us.
让我们愿意把我们全人的主权来转移给他。
So we are now willing to offer up and transfer all the rights of our lives over to Him.
因此，基督徒服侍的重点还不在于我们是不是为主做了。
And the main focus of our service is not how much you have done for the Lord.
不是我们到底我们服侍是对还是不对。
And it doesn't matter whether your service is right or wrong.
我们所做的事合理或是不合理。
Is your service reasonable or unreasonable?
基督徒的服侍最重要的一点就是主有没有要我们做这件事。
The main focus of our service is whether or not the Lord wanted you to do this thing.
主要我们什么时候做。
And what time He wanted you to do it.
他要我们如何做。
How He wanted you to do it.
全部都要照着主的意思。
Everything must be according to His will.
而不是照着我们的意思。
And not according to our own will.
弟兄姐妹，我们的服侍还不在乎我们为主做了多少事情。
Our service does not matter in regards to how much you have done.
我们的服侍最重要的就是到底我们有多少的事情是照着主的意思来做的。
But what is most important is how much you have done according to His will.
弟兄姐妹，我们所有的服事都必须要从奉献开始。
Brothers and sisters, all of our service begins with consecration.
愿我们都能够成为那穿刺耳朵的奴仆。
May we all be that slave who has his ear pierced.
在凡事上听从主的吩咐。
And in all things obey the commandments of the Lord.
我相信我们都非常清楚，主耶稣是我们服侍最好的榜样。
And I do believe that we all agree that our Lord Jesus is the best example for our service.
接下来盼望能够从三处福音书里面，让我们来学习，来看我们的主在地上，他如何做父神的奴仆。
And so now let's take a look at our Lord Jesus through three examples how He became a bondservant of God.
所以不在马可福音第十章那边，主耶稣就说了，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Our Lord Jesus in Mark 10:45 says, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many.
我们的主在世的时候，他是一个服侍的人。
Our Lord Jesus, when He was on earth, He was a servant.
无论什么人他都服侍。
It didn't matter who he served all.
不管是有钱人没钱人。
Whether you are rich or poor.
不管是有文化没有文化。
Whether you are cultured or not.
不管是尊贵或是卑贱。
Whether you are noble or not.
我们看见我们的主，他服侍所有来到他面前的人。
Our Lord Jesus served all who came to him.
无论何时，无论何地，我们看见我们的主，他总是服侍人。
No matter what place or what time, our Lord constantly was serving man.
而主耶稣他最高的服侍是什么呢？
And what was the highest service of our Lord?
就是他舍命做多人的赎价。
That is, he gave his life as a ransom for many.
这就告诉我们，我们的主乃是用他的命来服侍人。
Here we see that our Lord used his very life to serve man.
弟兄姐妹，我们效法我们主服侍的榜样，我们也当用我们的命来服侍人。
If we are to learn of our Lord, we also serve man with our very lives.
这并不是说我们要像主一样啊，或是我们要为主殉道。
This doesn't mean that we're just like our Lord, that we are martyred for him.
或是这样说，并不是说我们一定全部都要为主殉道。
Or let me put it this way, that we must be martyred for him.
但我们却应当为我们的主舍己。
But rather we ought to deny ourselves for the Lord.
因为路加福音九章二十三节，主耶稣告诉我们。
Because in Luke chapter 9, the Lord tells us,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anybody come after me, daily he must deny himself, pick up his cross, and then follow me.
我前面提到我过去两周不在休斯顿。
I just mentioned earlier that 2 weeks ago I was not here.
那上一个主日呢，我是在台湾南部啊，那里有服事。
And last Sunday I was in the southern part of Taiwan. I had some service there.
那个主日啊，刚好比较特别。
And it was a very particular special Sunday.
因为是他们教会在波饼聚会之前，他们有一个受浸聚会。
Because right before the table meeting there was a baptismal meeting.
那其中第一位受浸的是一位林弟兄。
And the very first to be baptized was a brother Lin.
他的见证十分特别。
And his testimony was very special.
他也是我所认识也是我们中英有些弟兄你们认识的一位年长姐妹的哥哥。
And he is also some of you may know him, that he is the elder brother of a sister here.
这位林弟兄他上个主日到教会受浸的那一天是他在过去两个多月以来第一次离开家门。
In the past 2 months' time, that particular Sunday was the very first time our brother had left his own house.
更清楚地说，是他第一次能够离开家。
Or more clearly, it was the first time he was able to leave his house.
因为这位林弟兄，他是在两个多月前啊，被有人从大陆啊坐着轮椅送，后来当然是坐着飞机。送回到台湾。
Because two months ago, he was in a wheelchair and he was sent back home to Taiwan.
当时他整个人已经瘦得只剩下皮包骨。
And he was very, very thin.
他只能坐在轮椅上。
He could only sit on a wheelchair.
他就告诉他的友人说，他要回到台湾去他台南的妹妹家里。
And he told people that he wanted to go back to his younger sister's home in Tainan.
他的妹妹就是我所认识的这位姐妹。
And his younger sister is the sister that whom I know.
那这个姐妹呢，原本她已经是在照顾一个自己90高龄的老母亲。
And this sister, she herself is already taking care of her elderly mother who's in her 90s.
现在突然间在没有预警之下又来了一个这个生重病的哥哥，要需要她的服侍。
And all of a sudden here, her older brother who's also very ill needs her service.
所以这是非常辛苦的啊。非常辛苦的。
This is very difficult.
心里面呢也不免的有时会有怨言。
And so in her heart it was unavoidable. Sometimes she complained.
她觉得哥哥在台湾还有其他的亲人。
She said, my brother is here in Taiwan. There's other relatives.
为什么偏偏要找他来照顾呢？
Why must he come here to me for me to take care of him?
而这位姐妹呢，她的丈夫和她女儿女婿一家都是信主的。
And this sister, her husband, and also her daughter and daughter-in-law, they all believe in the Lord.
他们就试着来劝勉他说这件事哈有主的美意。
And they tried to exhort this sister, saying the Lord has His good will in this.
话虽然这么说
，even though it's easy to say，
但是每天生活当中啊，有许许多多繁重的服事。
But in daily life, there's a lot of heavy service.
叫姐妹常常还是会感到这个为难。和不平。
And so our sister felt very unbalanced and felt that this was unfair.
比方说因为哥哥不能正常的进食，他必须要每天啊，要用牛肉来炖牛肉粥啊，给哥哥吃。
Because her older brother could not have a normal diet. Every day she had to make beef stew so that he could drink.
也来补充他的营养。
And to also, so that he may be well nourished.
而且呢，他就是三不五时呢，他也必须要来清理这个床单。
And every day, she needed to clean his bedclothes.
因为哥哥有时候呢，因为身体太虚弱的缘故，会意外失禁。
And so sometimes her brother, because of his health, he would lose control of his bodily movements.
所以他就必须要来清理。
So she had to wash a lot of linens.
这些都是额外的繁重的工作。
These were all very difficult service and work.
当姐妹心里面在这样繁重工作的服侍当中，她心里面不免有一些怨言的时候。
And so there were times when our sister she had complaints in her heart because of the heavy work and labor.
圣灵就在她里面提醒姐妹，想到她自己的丈夫，就是她的弟兄。
And so the Holy Spirit would remind her to think of her husband.
虽然她的弟兄呢也已经年近七十。
And her own husband in his age he's also approaching 70s.
然而她每天仍然在那里忠心的。来清洗姐妹的哥哥。
Yet every day he was also faithfully washing our sister's brother.
却是没有怨言。
And he had no complaints.
他在那里好像在服侍主，不像在服侍人。
It was as if he was serving the Lord and not man.
感谢赞美主，我们的弟兄姐妹，他们就是这样子的，在那里一同的来服侍这个生病的哥哥。
And so we thank and praise the Lord that our sister and brother together they served their older brother who was ill.
同时还有教会里的弟兄姐妹们。也常常去看望，来为这位林弟兄祷告。
And at the same time, many brothers and sisters from the gathering, they would go and visit this brother Lin and pray for him.
借着他们这样一同的服侍呢，就好像马可福音第二章那里给我们看见，有四个人把他们那个摊子的朋友抬到主耶稣面前一样。
And so through all this service, it was just like the story we see in Mark chapter 2, that there are four friends who carried their paralytic friend to the Lord Jesus.
我们看见这个姐我们姐妹的哥哥他在主的面前就得了医治 也蒙了宝贵的救恩。
And so we see that our sister's brother, that he through this, he was saved and he was also healed.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等美的见证。
This is such a beautiful testimony.
也就是弟兄姐妹们，他们在甘心乐意，像在服侍主的服侍当中，能够把这样的一个无助无望的人带到了主的面前。
And so through their voluntary and willing service to the Lord, they were able to bring this completely unable person to God.
叫神在这位林弟兄身上得着荣耀，也得着称颂。
So that God upon Brother Lin could gain all the glory and all the praise.
我们为此我们感谢主。
So for this we thank and praise the Lord.
所以我们看见我们主来到世上的时候，他不是受人的服侍，他乃是服侍人。
So we see our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he was not to be served, but he served man.
他服侍每一个神带到他面前的人。
He served every single person who came to him.
愿我们也能够来效法我们的主。
May we also learn of our Lord.
抓住现今的机会。
Grab a hold of the present opportunity.
来服侍神安排在我们身边的人。
To serve the people that are around us.
在第二处路加福音二十二章那边告诉我们。
In the second passage in Luke 22,
主耶稣说，你们不可这样，你们里头为大的，倒要像年幼，为首的，为首领的，倒要像服侍人的。
He says that, isn't it among you that the greatest among you must be like the youngest and the leader like the servant?
对，主耶稣就用了一个反问法来问一件事情，他说这样是谁为大呢？是坐席的呢？还是那服侍人的？
Our Lord Jesus asked this question in a converse way. For who is greater, the one who reclines at the table or the one who serves?
他也替世人的眼光呢做了一个回答，他说不是坐席的大吗？
And so from the perspective of the people in this world, isn't it the one who reclines at the table?
从世人眼光来看，
So from the perspective of this world,
我们都觉得那坐席的，那受人服侍的是比较大，比较尊贵。
The one who is reclining at the table, who's dining, who's eating, he is greater, he is more honorable.
然后这里主却告诉我们，
But the Lord here is telling us,
他说我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
But I am among you as the one who serves.
主告诉我们，怎么样的人在神的眼中是看为尊贵伟大的呢？
The Lord is the one who is now telling us, in the eyes of God, who is greater, who is more honorable?
就是那降卑服侍人的人。
It is the one who humbles himself to serve others.
这里首先主告诉我们说，他是在门徒们中间来服侍他们。
And so he is telling them that he is the one who is serving among them, serving the disciples.
主不仅服侍那一切有需要的人，
The Lord is not only serving all those who have needs.
主更是在他的门徒们中间来服侍他的门徒。
But the Lord is also serving his disciples who are with him.
而在这里我们看见主与他所服侍的人之间有一个亲密的关系。
The Lord shows us that he has a very intimate relationship with those whom he serves.
在不久前我们在莱斯校园团契，我们正好读到了约翰福音第六章。
Not so long ago at the Rice Campus Group, we read John chapter 6.
我们在那里读到关于主耶稣他如何平息风浪的那个神迹。
We read of the miracle of the Lord Jesus calming the wind and the waves.
就当主的门徒们他们要渡船过海的另一边。
We read about how the disciples, when they wanted to take the boat to go to the other side,
然后在深夜里就起了大风浪。
And in the middle of the night, there was a great storm.
那门徒们就很害怕，因为他们很担心自己可能就要丧命。
And the disciples were greatly afraid because they were afraid that they might lose their lives.
叫他们更害怕的是，
But even more fearful,
在那黑暗的里面，他们看见一个像是鬼怪在海里面走着向他们来。
In the darkness, they saw something as if it was a demon walking towards them.
他们就更害怕。
Or a ghost, and it caused them to be even more afraid.
然而就是在那样的一个时候，
And it was at that time,
主耶稣对门徒们说，
The Lord Jesus said to them,
是我，不要怕。
It is I, do not be afraid.
就前面我们看见主他是那样子来服侍他的门徒。
We see this was how our Lord Jesus served his disciples.
就是当门徒们在艰难危险的环境当中的时候，
When his disciples were in a very difficult situation,
主来服侍他们。
The Lord served them.
主并不需要告诉他们说我是神的儿子。
The Lord didn't need to say to them, I am the son of God.
主也不需要告诉他们说我是天地的主。
He didn't also need to say to them, I am the God of heaven and earth.
主就很简单地告诉他们是我。
He just simply said, it is I.
门徒们就得安慰。
And the disciples were comforted. This is because there is a very intimate relationship between the Lord and his disciples. And so very easily, the disciples were able to receive of the service of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹, 在我们的服事当中, 也是如此。
It is the same way in our service.
就是在我们平日生活当中, 我们关心我们身边周遭的弟兄姐妹们。
In our common everyday lives, we also care for those who are around us.
所以到了有需要的时候, 神就能够用我们 来扶持，来帮助这些需要扶持、需要帮助的弟兄姐妹。
So when there is a need, then we would be able to serve and help those who are around us.
就像刚刚啊 ，Michael 弟兄一开始提到哈，有时候好像我们知道要服侍，可是我们在服侍当中呢，我们会有一些的挣扎，或者碰到一些的挑战。Just
like our brother Michael has said that when we now encounter service, there are some struggles, some conflicts.
就是说，当我们要去服侍一些在难处中有需要的弟兄姐妹们的时候，that
when we want to serve a brother or sister who is in difficulty,
你就会发现啊，我们 可能可以讲许多对的话。
That it is possible that you could say many words that are right.
这是我们所讲的都是圣经的话。
Because everything you say are words straight from scripture.
话讲的都对。
Everything you say is correct.
可却不一定能够帮助弟兄姐妹。
But it may not be of help to our brother or sister.
甚至有时候还造成弟兄姐妹更深的伤害和重担。
Or you may cause greater hurt or greater burden upon our brother or sister.
为什么呢？
Why?
很可能就是因为平常你
It's possible that in your normal everyday life, you haven't really cared for your brother or sister. You don't really know that person. Or perhaps this person doesn't really know you.
当他有需要的时候，你对他说一些圣经的知识、圣经的道理的时候，你并不能够真正的来帮助他。
So that when there is a need and you speak the words of scripture to them, you can't be of true help to that person.
其实我们真正能够 帮助那些在难处中有软弱的弟兄姐妹们。
So to be of true help to our brothers and sisters who are in difficulty or in weakness.
乃是借着关心的祷告和看望的扶持, 把弟兄姐妹们带到主的面前。
It is through caring for them in prayer, in supporting them, in bringing the brother and sister to the Lord.
让他们能够来遇见主。
So that they can meet the Lord.
当一个人遇见了主,
when a person meets the Lord,
弟兄姐妹, 难处就不再是难处,
then problems will not be problems.
问题也不再是问题,
and difficulties will not be difficulties.
当然当你去服侍弟兄姐妹们的时候, 若圣灵有给你有当说的话, 那你就照着来说。
But of course, when you meet with a brother and sister and the Holy Spirit gives you words, you do speak the words that he has given to you.
圣灵也能够借着主说, 要所对我们说的话来帮助扶持那软弱中的弟兄姐妹。
And the Holy Spirit can use those words to be of help to our brothers and sisters.
另一方面，这里也给我们看见主服侍他的门徒的一个原则，乃是根据生命的度量。
And of course, another principle that we see of our Lord Jesus in serving the disciples has to do with the capacity of life.
就是生命度量越大的, 他能够服侍那生命度量比较小。
That the one who has greater capacity of life can serve those who have a smaller capacity of life.
所以当我们生命度量越大, 我们就越能够服侍人。
So the greater capacity of life you have, the more you are able to serve man.
当然我们如果生命度量非常小,
but of course, if your capacity of life is very small,
我们不仅不能够服侍人, 我们常常还需要别人的服侍。
Not only are you unable to serve others, but you do need others to serve you.
这是为什么我们需要来 追求生命的成长。
This is why we pursue after the growth of life.
好叫神能够更好地来使用我们来服侍人。
So that the Lord could more use us so that we could serve others.
所以我们看见我们的主，他的生命度量是最大的。
And of course we see our Lord, he has the greatest capacity of life.
所以我们的主，他可以服侍所有的人。
Our Lord is able to serve all.
不管什么样的人来到他面前, 我们的主都能够服侍。
No matter what kind of person came before the Lord, he was able to serve.
因为他的生命度量非常大。
Because his capacity of life is the greatest.
而我们看见一个生命度量大, 的人，他所显出的服侍，乃是一个谦卑的服侍。
And we see that in the person who has the greatest capacity of life, in that service, it is one of humility.
在路加福音二十章这一段 这段对话的背景呢，乃是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，他与门徒们一同坐席的时候。
The background behind this dialogue in Luke chapter 22 is the very Last Supper. This is right before he was to be betrayed.
为什么主要告诉门徒们说，那服侍人的呢，才是真正伟大的？
Why is it that the Lord was telling the disciples that the one who serves is the greatest?
原因是因为门徒们与耶稣一同坐席的时候，他们在那里争论谁伟大。
Because while they were eating and having supper with the Lord Jesus, they were arguing about who is the greatest.
为什么他们会在那个宴席当中，他们在那里争论谁伟大呢？
Why were they fighting among themselves, arguing about who's the greatest at dinner?
如果我们记得的话，在那一次逾越节的宴席的时候哈，在那个宴席的地方啊，那个主人并没有预备一个为他们洗脚的奴仆。
Because we do remember at that Passover feast that they were all attending, the one who had prepared that place did not prepare a servant to wash their feet.
当时在中东那里，他们都是穿着草鞋走路。
Because at that time they all wore sandals as they walked outside.
走了一天路，常常哈，到了晚上那脚都是满了那个灰尘。
And so after a full day's worth of walking outside, their feet were very dirty and dusty.
对，你脚非常脏的时候啊，你就这个。再好的宴席啊，你也不是那么能够享受。
If your feet was very dirty, even though the feast is wonderful, you could not really enjoy it.
那可能不止大家的脚脏啊，大家的脚可能也都臭。
Not only were their feet dirty, it probably smelled.
这样吃饭就不是那么享受。
And so if you eat, it wouldn't be very enjoyable.
所以一般人呢，在当时他们在宴席的地方都会预备一个在家里面最低层的一个奴仆来做洗脚这件事情。
So at a place of feasting, that in every household you would have the lowest servant to do this work.
可在主耶稣被卖的那一夜的宴席当中，没有这样一个洗脚的奴仆。
But at the night before our Lord Jesus was to be sold and betrayed, there was no such servant who could do this work.
我们看见十二个门徒啊，与主耶稣在一同坐在那里。
The 12 disciples were sitting there with the Lord.
他们可能还没吃饭。
They haven't started eating.
每个人心里面就在想
Everybody was thinking in their hearts
今天怎么没有洗脚的奴仆呢
Why is there no servant to wash our feet?
到底谁应该起来给大家洗脚
Who ought to rise up and wash everyone's feet?
当然彼得一定觉得不是他
Peter must have thought, definitely not me
因为彼得他是在他们十二个使徒当中呢他是常常是老大哥
Because Peter, among the 12, he was probably the eldest brother.
那约翰和雅各呢他们觉得也不应该是他
John and James probably thought, not us.
如果我们记得他们两个人还请他母亲出来给耶稣主耶稣说情
If you remember, they asked their mother to come and speak on their behalf.
就主耶稣得国的时候呢他们一个要坐右边一个要坐左边
That when the Lord Jesus comes into his kingdom, one wants to sit on his right, one on the left.
这三个人呢可以说是主耶稣特别所那个调教的三个大使徒
And so these perhaps were the three great apostles or disciples among the
他们都不觉得是他们来需要来做这个洗脚的这件事情
They did not feel that they were to do this work of washing anyone's feet
其他一个一个在那里也都不觉得自己应该做这件事
And of course one by one every one of them thought it's not for me to do
就连那个准备卖主耶稣的犹大啊他也不觉得他要给大家洗脚。
Even Judas, who was prepared to betray the Lord, he didn't feel like it was his job.
就我们看见那十三个人在那边，没有人起来洗众人的脚。
So the 13 were sitting there, no one got up to wash anyone's feet.
在这个时候，我们的主站起来。
And at this time, our Lord stood up.
他脱下他的外袍。
He took off his outer garment.
他束上他的带。
He girded his waist.
他打了一盆水。
And he brought out the basin of water.
他一个一个的。来给他的门徒们洗脚。
One by one, he washed the feet of his disciples.
洗完了，还用自己的手巾、毛巾来为他们擦脚。
And after he washed with his own towel, he dried off the feet of all his disciples.
姐妹，我们看见我们主的生命是度量是何等的大。
We see the great capacity of life in our Lord.
所以他能够服侍他身边的门徒们。
So he is able to serve the disciples around him.
他能够，他大到一个地步。他能够做那最卑微奴仆所做的一件事。
His life was so great that he was able to do the very lowest job of the lowest servant.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们主在地上那样一个谦卑的服事。
This is the humble service of our Lord Jesus.
那我们的服事问题在哪里
？So what is the problem in our service?
有时候我们知道我们周围弟兄姐妹们。有难处有需要帮助的时候我们也愿意来服侍弟兄姐妹
Sometimes when we know of difficulties among the brothers and sisters around us we are willing to help and serve
我们的问题是当我们要去服侍弟兄姐妹们的时候
Our problem is when we are ready to go and serve
我们不是站在一个 谦卑的地位上。
We're not standing on a position of humility.
我们乃是站在一个高高在上的地位上。
We are all standing on a position of being high and lofty.
就好像站在那文士和法利赛人的位置上来服侍弟兄姐妹们。
We are standing on a position of being a Pharisee and a scribe, serving the brothers and sisters.
换句话说，我们乃是站在一个比别人高的位置上，我们来服侍人。
Or in another words, that we are serving others from a position that is higher than others.
那我用一个例子来说明这件事情。
Let me use an example to describe.
假设说你知道有一家弟兄姐妹们啊，夫妻吵架了。
Let's say that you know that in another household, the couple they are fighting.
那你就有负担去服侍他们。
And you have a burden you want to help.
那你去了以后呢，你就告诉那个弟兄。
And after you go, you tell the husband.
说你是做丈夫的。
You are the husband.
你要爱你的妻子，就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
You need to love your wife just as our Lord Jesus, who gave up his own life for the church.
那姐妹，你有没有听过有人跟你这样说过
？Have you ever heard anyone tell you these words？
我想我们可能很多人都听过。
Perhaps many of us have all heard this.
然后呢，我们再一转身对那个妻子说
，And then we turn around and we say to the wife，
说你是做妻子的
，You are the wife。
你要顺服你的丈夫，就像教会顺服基督一样。
You need to submit to your husband just as the church has submitted to Christ。
你就好好顺服，就没问题了。
Just submit and it'll be okay。
弟兄姐妹，这些话讲的都对。
When you say these words, they're all correct。
但你发现弟兄姐妹好像没有得帮助。
But our brothers and sisters, they haven't been helped。
反而更痛苦。
He caused them more turmoil。
因为这些话他不是不知道。
Because these words is not that they don't know it。
他可能都教过别人。
Perhaps they have taught others too。
但就是因为他软弱。
But because of their own weakness。
他不能够照着他所知道的来行。
They cannot do according to what they know。
弟兄姐妹，这是弟兄姐妹在软弱中的问题。
This is our problem in weakness.
今天我们去服侍弟兄姐妹的时候
，When we go help brothers and sisters，
你不是站在一个好像你都已经做到了。
You cannot stand on a position as if you have already obtained it and done it all.
妻子就像基督爱教会。
That I can love my wife just as the church loves Christ.
好像我已经顺服了丈夫，就像教会顺服基督。
That I have already submitted just as Christ has.
姐妹，我们知道我们不是。
But no, we are not. We are not able.
不能够将光讲一些对的话，试图来帮助弟兄姐妹。
You cannot just merely say correct words to help.
那我们怎么办呢
？So what do we do?
我们说我们要谦卑。
We say we need to be humble.
我们要站在一个卑微的地位上。
That we stand on a lowly position.
那是不是我们就跟弟兄姐妹们说
？Or so is it that we just say?
哎呀，你们软弱。
Oh, you are in weakness.
我也是软弱。
I am weak too.
我也不能爱我的妻子。
I cannot love my wife.
我妻子那样子，我怎么能爱她
？My wife is such a way. How can I love her?
我也不能够顺服我的丈夫。
Or you say I cannot submit to my husband.
我丈夫这么不值得顺服，我还顺服他吗
？My husband, he's so unworthy. How can I submit myself to him?
一起诉说我们的软弱。
And then you together, you just complain of all your weaknesses together.
在那里，你向我吐苦水，我向你吐苦水。
And so we just gripe.
啊，讲完了，我们就啊，好像这个心里面稍微舒畅一些。
And after you've both complained to each other, you all feel a little bit more freedom.
弟兄姐妹站在谦卑地位上不是这样子。
But to stand on a position of humility is not like that.
的确，我们常常还是软弱。
Yes, indeed, often we are weak.
但是当我们来服侍软弱中的弟兄姐妹们的时候
，But when we come to serve those who are in weakness，
我们乃是要分享。当我们软弱的时候
，We need to share about how when we are in weakness。
当我们不能够像基督爱教会那样爱我们妻子的时候
，When we are unable to love our wives as Christ loved the church。
当我们不能够像教会顺服基督那样子来顺服我们丈夫的时候
，When we are unable to submit to Christ just as how the church submits to Christ。
我们是如何来到主的面前
？We come together to the Lord。
我们如何来倚靠我们的主
？How was it that we came to rely on the Lord？
我们靠着主。我们能够胜过我们的软弱。
That through the Lord we were able to overcome our weakness.
靠着主，我们能够来经历他的刚强和得胜。
That through our Lord we were able to experience of His victory and His strength.
弟兄姐妹，当我们这样子来服侍弟兄姐妹们的时候
，And in such a way when we serve our brothers and sisters,
我们才能够把弟兄姐妹们带到主的面前。
Then you bring your brother and sister before the Lord.
让他们也能够来。经历主的刚强和主的得胜
，so that they can also come to experience the strength and the victory of the Lord.
让他们能够来因着依靠主， 他们能够来胜过自己的软弱。
That through reliance upon the Lord, that they can overcome their own weakness.
兄姐妹，这是祭司的职。
This is the position and function of being a priest.
今天我们不是我们因着刚强，我们能够来帮助弟兄姐。
It's not because we are strong, so we are able to serve others.
今天乃是我们因着倚靠我们的主，我们能够刚强，我们能够来帮助弟兄姐妹，也来同样的经历。
It is because of our reliance upon the Lord that we can together experience of the power and the strength of our Lord Jesus.
那第三处在约翰路加福音十二章那边说到啊，主服事榜样的第三个方面。
And the third passage is the third example of our Lord Jesus, who was also an example of service.
那里是当然一方面，它是一个比喻，说到将来主回来的时候呢，他要服事那些忠心服事他的仆人。
Of course, this is a parable of our Lord Jesus. When he returns, he will serve those who have been faithful to him.
因为那里说主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。他说我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，近前伺候他们。
There it says, blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them.
这里我们看见了 一幅图画呢，是主人服侍仆人的一个图画。
Here we see this illustration of the master serving the servant.
这就说出了一个属我们在服侍上面一个属灵的原则。
Here it speaks of a spiritual principle in our service.
就是我们今天要能够服侍人，乃是我们先从主接受服侍。
That today, if you are wanting to serve others, you need to first receive of the service from your Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道原本我们都是不配，也是不可能能够服侍神的人。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that we are unable, unworthy servants of God.
那为什么今天我们能够来服侍呢？
How is it that today we can come to serve?
岂不是因为主在十字架上他先服侍了我们？
Isn't it because our Lord Jesus first served us upon the cross?
当我们主他甘心被挂在十字架上，
He was completely willing to be hung upon the cross.
他成就了这浩大的救恩。
He accomplished great redemption for us.
因着这个救恩，主服侍了我们。
And so because of this redemption, our Lord has served us.
叫我们能够成为神的奴仆。
So that we can become his bondslaves.
叫我们能够成为神的祭司。
So that we can become his priests.
所以今天我们看见我们能够服侍，是因为主先服侍了我们。
So we see that today we are able to serve because the Lord has served us first.
所以我们在服侍的学习上面，
So in our lessons of service,
我们也需要一边的服侍，一边的学习接受主的服侍。
So while we serve, we need to learn how to receive of the service from our Lord.
我们要记得，若不是主先服侍我们，我们是不可能能够服侍。
We need to remember that if the Lord has not served us first, then it is impossible for us to be able to serve others.
那姐妹，原谅我这么说，我常常觉得这是我们今天在服侍上面啊，所常常遇见的一个问题，也是我们常常犯的一个错误。
Brothers and sisters, allow me and forgive me for saying that oftentimes in our service, this is a great mistake that we make.
就是我们觉得我们自己可以服侍。
That we think we can serve.
比方说我们在主日学做做老师。
For example, that if we are to teach in Sunday school,
刚开始服侍的时候呢，我们是战战兢兢的。
When you first begin, you stand with fear and trembling.
我们可能在一周前呢，就拿了这个主日学的参考的教材。
A week before, you have received the material for teaching.
我们在主面前不住的祷告。
And you're constantly praying before the Lord.
我们就寻求我们在下一个周末我们应当如何的来服侍这些孩子。
And you keep seeking and asking the Lord how you are to serve and how you are to teach the children.
当我们那样在主面前来寻求的时候，
And as you come before the Lord in such a way,
其实不知不觉主就先服侍了我。
Without realizing, the Lord has come and served us.
主就把一点的负担，把一点的感动给了我。
He has given you a moving, he has given you a burden.
那我们就能够把我们从主所领受的呢，能够在周末的时候呢，能够服侍给这些孩子。
And from that which you have received from the Lord, you give that to the children.
哎呀，我们看见这样的服侍呢，就叫孩子在他们身上就有一些的改变。
And we see that there are some changes in the children.
哎，我们看见因为是主改变了他们。
Because we see it was the Lord that changed them.
但是随着年日，我们的服事一年一年过去。
But as time goes on, year after year in our service,
过了几年我们觉得这个服事大同小异。
After several years, we find this is no big deal.
有时候我们那个 到底下个周末要教什么课啊？我们都不知道。
And so sometimes it gets to the point where we don't even know exactly what we're teaching the following week.
赶快打电话问一下上个礼拜啊教课的老师。
And you just make a quick phone call and you ask the Sunday school teacher from the week before.
哦，那我们知道了，这礼拜是讲什么故事。
Okay, and then you know, okay, what story I'm going to tell.
那我们也不需要准备了。
And then you don't have to prepare.
因为已经教过好几次。
Because you've taught it several times already.
我们也不需要到主面前祷告了。
You don't need to go pray before the Lord.
因为我们知道怎么讲。
Because you already know how to speak it.
有姐妹，我们看见我们在服事上面的一个最危险的地方，就是我们以为我们自己。
So the most dangerous aspect of our service is that you think you are able.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果还记得在几个月前，我和弟兄姐妹交通过。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you remember from several months ago,
就是那枝子与葡萄树的一个关系。
We talked about the relationship between the branches and the vine.
在那里，主的话清楚地告诉我。
There, God's word tells us very clearly.
离了我。你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
弟兄们，不单是在聚会中的服事。
Not only is this a service in the church gathering.
就是我们在家里面的服事。
Even our service at home.
我们是不是认识到我们离了主就不能做什么？
Have you come to know that apart from the Lord, you can do nothing?
还是我们觉得在家里面我们已经驾轻就熟了？
Or that at home, everything is very familiar and habitual to you now.
我们不需要主，我们也能够把家里面治理得很好。
That without the Lord, you're able to arrange everything at your home very well.
弟兄姐妹，做事可以。
Yes, you can do your things.
服事就不一样。
But it's different when it comes to service.
今天我们都是盼望在我们生活，在我们各方各面的服事当中，能够真正能够带进主所愿意得到的果效。
We hope that today that we could truly bring in the results that the Lord desires.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要记得离了主。我们就不能做什么。
Brothers and sisters, we need to remember that apart from the Lord, we're unable to do anything.
另一方面，我们看见主不仅在从前他服侍过我们。
And also at the same time, we see that not only has the Lord served us in the past.
就说到说我们蒙恩得救的时候，是因着主服侍了我们。
That is because at the day of our salvation, the Lord has served us.
主今天仍然在凡事上在服侍我。
But today, in all things, the Lord is still serving us.
就是告诉我们，今天我们在我们的生活和服侍当中，我们时刻需要主的服侍。
That is, in our daily life and in our service, at every moment, we need His service.
因为我们先从主领受了他的服侍。
Because we have first received of His service.
我们才能够在我们家庭，在我们聚会当中来服侍。我们的家人和弟兄姐妹。
Then we would be able to serve our family and brothers and sisters.
所以我们看见说我们在服事上面哈，我们需要学习如何接受从主来的服事。
So we see in this aspect of service, we need to learn how to receive of the service of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见在我们聚会当中哈，我们各样的聚会、各样的服事。我们常常都有会前的祷告。
So that is why we see in many of our gatherings and meetings that before we gather together, we would always have prayer time beforehand.
比方说，我们早晨擘饼是9:30开始。
For example, on Sunday mornings, table meeting begins at 9:30.
那我们九点钟呢，就在前面的那个办公室呢，我们就有一个会前的祷告。
But in the room at the front of building 1 at 9:00, we already have prayer time.
我们知道主日学老师们他们也有会前的祷告，服事前的祷告。
And Sunday school teachers, they also pray together before class time.
据我所知道，厨房服事他们也会有。
And those who are serving in the kitchen, they also have prayer time before they begin
work. 那为什么我们需要在我们服事前，在聚会前，我们需要祷告呢？
So why do we need to pray before we serve?
会前的祷告并不是一种形式。
It's not just merely a form.
会前祷告也不光光是我们来向主祈求。
Or it's also not just merely to ask of the Lord.
会前祷告更重要的让我们看见，乃是我们在服事之前，我们先来接受。
But even more so, before we serve, that we need to first receive of the service of our Lord Jesus.
比方说，在我们开始服事之前
，For example, before we begin to serve,
我们来到主的面前
，We come into His presence.
我们一同在主面前祷告
，We pray together.
那圣灵光照提醒我们，还有那未承认的罪
，And the Holy Spirit enlightens, shines upon us that we still have sins that we haven't confessed yet.
我们看见，我们若是 带着未成人的罪，我们怎么服侍呢？
If we still have sin within us, how can we serve?
所以我们在会前祷告的时候，若是圣灵这样子光照我们。
And so before we serve in meetings, as we pray together, if the Holy Spirit reveals this to us,
我们就需要主的宝血来洁净。
We need His Holy Spirit to cleanse us.
或者在我们来服侍或来聚会之前，我们灵里面哈是沉睡的。
And before we come to the gathering, before we come and serve, if our, in our spirit we're still asleep,
哎呀，好像这个虽然说知道波饼要来敬拜赞美我们的主，
Even though we all know that at table meeting we are here to break bread, to give worship and praise to our Lord,
还是因为昨天晚上太晚睡了。
Because last night I went to bed too late,
也不知道做什么。
I don't know what I was doing,
所以灵里面好像还在昏睡。
And so in my spirit it's as if I'm still asleep.
这时候我们能够借着来祷告亲近主的时候，来主就来唤醒我们的灵。
And so at this time when we come, pray, draw near, come into His presence, He will wake up our spirit,
来预备我们，叫我们能够在心灵和诚实里面来敬拜我们的神。
He will come and prepare us so that we can truly worship in spirit and in truth.
或是当我们灵里面觉得软弱缺乏力量在服事当中的时候，
Or perhaps in your spirit you feel weak, that you lack strength and power in your service,
我们也是借着会前祷告来到主面前来接受主的服事。
Also in that prayer time before the service that we come and receive of His service,
让主那复活生命的能力呢能够来刚强我们，
Allow the power of His resurrection to come and strengthen us,
好叫我们的服事是能够讨主所喜悦，
So that our service would truly be pleasing to Him,
好叫我们的服事是真正能够在主的手中，是他可以来使用。
So that our service truly would be useful in His hands.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在我们服事之前，我们何等需要这样子来到主的面前，来让主先来服事我们。
So that is why before we serve, how we really need to come before Him to allow Him to serve us first.
这也是我们真实的见证。
This is our true testimony.
就是离了他，我们不能够服事，我们不能够做什么。
That apart from Him, we are unable to serve, we are unable to do much.
我们何等需要我们的主。
How we need our Lord.
这不仅在我们聚会当中，
So not only in our gatherings,
其实在我们每天的灵修生活里面，我们也是不断的来从主领受他的服事。
But also every day, in our daily devotions, we also receive of His service.
所以我们看见，如果我们只有在主日的时候，哎呀，我们一同在主的面前来领受主的服事。
If only on Sunday mornings that together we receive of His service together.
所以我们聚会完，我们回去啊，我们灵里面都是很刚强的。
And then after the gathering, we all go home and within our spirits, we're all strengthened.
就礼拜一回去上班，过了一两天。
But after we go back to work after 2 days.
哎呀，我们就发现啊，里面呢慢慢就软弱下来。
We find gradually we become more and more weak.
哎呀，跟老板同事也有一些摩擦。
And we have some conflicts with our boss and our coworkers.
在家里跟配偶孩子也有一些的冲突。
And now you also have some struggle with your spouse and your children.
那我们怎么办呢？
Now what do you do?
我们就想，哎呀，何等盼望那个礼拜五、礼拜天赶快再来。
You think, oh, I hope Friday or Sunday comes quickly again.
因为不是这样子。
No, it's not that way.
当然主日啊，周末的聚会是很宝贵的。
Of course, the gatherings on the weekends are very precious.
但是我们每一天，我们都能够借着我们灵修生活，无论是读经或是祷告，我们能够来接受主的服事。
But every day in your daily devotions, whether through Bible reading or through prayer, that you are to receive of the service of your Lord.
叫我们的属灵生命一直是新鲜的。
So that your spiritual life is constantly fresh.
一直是饱满。
It's constantly full.
灵里面是刚强。
That in your spirit you are strong.
主才能够用我们在各样的环境当中来服事我们的神。
Then the Lord can use you in all different environments to use you to serve God.
今天世上还有许多失丧的灵魂。
Today in this world, there are still many lost souls.
他们是不太可能会来到聚会。
It's very unlikely that they would come to this gathering.
或是你还没有信主的亲。
Or perhaps the relatives who have not yet believed.
今天主就把他们放在你的身边。
Today the Lord has placed them around you.
就是让你能够来服侍他。
For you to serve them.
来尽祭司的职。
So that you can function as a priest.
把主的同在带到他们当中。
To bring the presence of the Lord among them.
也能够把他们带到主的面前。
And allow you to bring them before the Lord.
姐妹，这是今天我们从主所领受这样一个君尊祭司的职分。
This is the position of being that royal priesthood before God.
我非常感谢主啊，在过去两周服事当中也看见主奇妙的作为。
I also thank the Lord in the last 2 weeks in service. I also saw of His wonderful work.
其中包括一位是95岁高龄的韩妈妈，她决志接受主。
Among them is a 95-year-old elderly woman who also came to receive and believe in the Lord.
在上个周五呢，是我第一次见到她。
It wasn't this past Friday, but the Friday before. It was the first time that I met her.
她95岁高龄啊。 基本上来说她整个身体状况还算是不错。
For a 95-year-old, her health is pretty good.
那为什么我会在上个周五见到她呢？
So why was it that 2 weeks ago I met her?
因为在过去将近两年当中啊，我常常听到她的名字。
Because in the last 2 years, I often heard of her name.
因为基本上过去一年多里面，我和母亲通话的时候，大多数都会提到这个韩妈妈的名字。
Because as I had phone calls with my mother, I would often hear of this mother and her name in our conversations.
她就是我母亲在我们这边受浸之后回到台湾以后和弟兄姐妹配搭去传福音的那个老妈妈。
And so after my mother was baptized and returned back to Taiwan, this was one of the elderly mothers who also went to share the gospel with others together with her.
每次我和我母亲通电话的时候都会问她 最近怎么样了？
And so every time I would speak with my mom on the phone, I would often ask, how is she doing?
那她最常讲的呢，就是这个韩妈妈。
And my mother would mention this Han Mama the most.
因为他们基本上是至少每个月会去看望她一次。
Because they would go visit her at least once a month.
然后跟这位高龄的韩妈妈传福音。
And they would share the gospel together with this elderly lady.
刚开始呢，我非常的感到非常的 非常的鼓舞啊，因为看到我母亲能够很快的就能够进入这个教会的生活。
At first, I was very encouraged because I saw how my mother really entered into body life at the beginning.
可是慢慢过去这最近的半年，
But in the last half year,
当我听到我母亲提到这个韩妈妈的时候，
Every time I heard of my mother speak of this mother hen,
她就说我们又去看她了。
She said, oh, we went to visit her again.
又跟她传福音了。
We shared the gospel with her again.
可是呢，
But
没有用。
No use.
没有用。
I said, no use.
为什么没有用呢？
Why was it of no use?
因为他们苦口婆心跟这个韩妈妈传福音。
Because they have spoken of the gospel so many times.
想到她年纪这么大了。
And they thought she's so elderly.
再不信主的话， 那真的是不知道还有多少的机会。
Because if she doesn't believe in the Lord, we don't know how many more opportunities we have.
可是我母亲渐渐地她告诉我说， 没有用。
And gradually my mom would say to me, it's of no use.
无论他们弟兄姐妹怎么跟她说，
No matter what they said to her,
这个老妈妈就说啊，都一样。The
elderly mother said, it's all the same.
哎呀，她说的好简单的话。She
said very simply.
哎呀，你们讲了好多好多好多。She
said, you have spoken so much.
都一样。It's
all the same.
然后呢，他们就讲不下去。And
so they couldn't continue.
所以我母亲慢慢她就跟我讲说，哎呀，这个是不可能的。And
so my mother would say to me, this is impossible.
然后呢，这次我回台湾之前，And
so this time right before I went back to Taiwan,
就是带着我妈妈一起跟韩妈妈传福音的其中一个姐妹呢，她就透过我母亲呢，就说盼望我在台湾的时候能够跟他们一起去看望这个韩妈妈。There
was a sister who would take my mother to visit this elderly lady and said that she hopes that I would also go this trip to visit this lady.
开始呢，我对于这项服事的心情啊，是有蛮复杂的。
And so at first, my attitude towards this service was pretty complicated.
一方面，我是很愿意服事这个老妈妈。
On one hand, I was very willing to serve this elderly lady.
我也知道谁一定爱她的。
And I said, of course, God loves her.
这么长时间，神界的弟兄姐妹一直跟她的传福音。
There are so many brothers and sisters who have shared the gospel with her for so long.
一方面，我也想到。
But on the other hand, I thought,
这么多弟兄姐妹跟她讲了两三年了。
So many people have shared with her for 2 to 3 years.
她什么没听过？
What has she not heard?
那她都听了。
She's heard it all.
她的结论是，
Her conclusion is it's all the same.
那我再去跟她讲福音，她很可能反应也是都一样。
So if I were to share the gospel with her, perhaps her response would still be it's all the same.
我就为了这个服事在主面前就有一点祷告。 So
I had some prayer before the Lord.
那我不是那么清楚到底主能够怎么使用。
I was still a bit unclear how the Lord could use me.
所以在那天礼拜五早上我们去看韩妈妈之前， 我和我母亲就一起有一个祷告。 So
that Friday morning, right before we were to visit this elderly lady, I prayed together with my mom.
当我们为着韩妈妈这个看望祷告的时候，
And so as we prayed for this time of visitation,
主就把一个感动放在我里面。 The
Lord gave me this moving.
看到我们的主实在是爱这个韩妈妈。That
our Lord truly loves this woman.
那我想这个 已经安排好了，不去也不行。And
so we thought to ourselves, well, since it's already arranged, we have to go.
那我就当然也就去了。
And so I went.
那我们到他家 的时候,
so when we went to her home,
已经有一对弟兄姐妹在那里,
there were some people, some saints who were already there.
还有一对弟兄姐妹还没来,
and there another brother and sister, they hadn't come yet.
诶, 我看, 诶, 没有看见韩妈妈,
but I didn't see Mother Han.
虽然我没见过她,
even though I hadn't met her yet,
但是没有一个人看起来像95岁,
but nobody there looked as if they were 95 years old.
然后就说韩妈妈在睡觉,
and they said, well, elderly Mother Han, she's still asleep.
那我当然就坐下来,
so I sat down.
诶, 那他们也不好意思去吵她。
And they were embarrassed to go wake her up.
帮佣就进去看了一下，出来说，韩妈妈还在睡觉。
And so they peeked inside. They're like, "Oh, she's still asleep."
里面却是满的平安。
Yet inside of my heart was full of peace.
后来呢，过一段时间，韩妈妈出来。
And after some time, she did come out.
就坐在我旁边。
She sat next to me.
我就开始跟她讲。
So I started to speak to her.
哎呀，果真。
And oddly enough,
我怎么跟她讲,
no matter what I said,
她的态度基本上就是都一样。
Her attitude was, "It's all the same."
那时候我心里面啊有一个负担。
And yet there was a burden in my heart.
这会不会是韩妈妈最后一次的机会？
Is this the last opportunity for elderly Mother Han?
虽然我一方面跟她再把这个救恩、把福音传给她。
That as I share the gospel with her.
她也诉说她的一生啊，哎呀，从年轻抗战，哎呀，多苦多苦多苦多苦。
And as she recounted her days of the wartime from her youth and how difficult, how much suffering they went through.
当我在听她讲的时候，
as I was listening to her,
圣灵就感动我，为她祷告。
The Holy Spirit moved me to pray for her.
一边听一边为她祷告。
While I listened, I prayed.
一边听，我一边把里面的一点感动来告诉她。
And so while I listened, I shared with her the little bit that was in my heart.
然后慢慢慢慢的，又发现她好像心慢慢软下了。
And gradually, I found as if her heart was becoming soft.
哎呀，她说她的一生真是历经了许多的艰苦。
She described about how throughout her entire life she had gone through so much suffering and difficulties.
然后我就告诉她，神如何爱你。
And so I told her how much God loves her.
她今天仍然还这样保守你。
That God still is watching over you right now.
开始告诉他，他是如何蒙神的眷顾和保守。
That how much she has received of God's protection and care.
我告诉他说，神爱你，耶稣爱你。
And so I kept telling her that God loves you, Jesus loves you.
突然间有一个转机了。
All of a sudden, there was a change.
我相信这是圣灵在他里面的一个转变。
I believe this was a transformation of the Holy Spirit within her.
对他说，韩妈妈，神真的爱你。
I said, Mother Han.God really loves you.
他很清楚地说，我知道。
And very clearly she responded, I know.
我说，主耶稣真的是爱你。
I said, Jesus really loves you.
他说，我也知道。
She says, I know that too.
我说，那这样太好了嘛。
I said, that's too wonderful.
你知道神爱你，耶稣爱你。
If you know God loves you, that Jesus loves you.
那你就要告诉他。
Then you need to tell him.
事情没那么简单。
No, of course it wasn't that simple.
他就跟我说。
She said,
她说我不喜欢像一般人。
She's like, I don't want to be like others.
老是把这个爱挂在嘴巴上。
I just constantly speak of love upon my just with my words.
我最不喜欢啊，整天把爱呢挂在嘴巴。
That I just speak words of love just with my mouth.
我就告诉韩妈妈，对的。
And I said to Mother Han, you're right.
我们不需要把爱整天挂在嘴巴。
You don't need to just simply speak of love.
我们心里面啊，能够感受到这个爱最重要。
What's most important is that you sense that love in your heart.
就像你知道神爱你，耶稣爱你。
Just like you know how God loves you, Jesus loves you.
但是
，But
我说，就像你爱你的儿女一样。
Just like how you love your children.
哎呀，你的儿女也知道。
Your children also know.
可是他们从来没有告诉你一次，说他们知道你爱他。
But they have never said to you that they know that you love them.
我说这样子是不是不太好？
Because that's not quite right.
我说对呀。
She's like, yeah.
我说对呀，那你知道，既然你知道神爱你，耶稣这么爱你。
So I said, since you know that God loves you, that Jesus loves you.
你从来没有跟他说。
You have never said to him.
这样是不是也是不太好？
Isn't that also not so good?
他就说对。
She says, yeah.
我说好不好？我们现在让你来告诉神，告诉耶稣，说你知道他爱你。
So right now, why don't you also tell the Lord, tell God that you know that Jesus loves you?
就愿意和我一起。为着神的爱，为着主耶稣生命的爱，来感谢神。
She was willing together with me to also thank the Lord for His love.
当我们祷告完的时候
，And after we prayed,
我们在场的弟兄姐妹们，六位弟兄姐妹们都看见这位韩妈妈的脸就发出亮光。
The six of us who were there, the other brothers and sisters, we all saw that upon Mother Han's face it glowed.
她流露出那绽放的笑容。
There was a smile on her face.
是她先前。 原本所没有。
Something that she did not have before.
她非常的喜乐。
She was full of joy.
因为她告诉了，她告诉了神，她告诉了主耶稣，她知道神和耶稣是如何爱的她。
Because she was able to tell God, tell the Lord Jesus that she knew how the Lord Jesus loved her.
哎呀，她好喜乐。
She was so full of joy.
她信主了。
She believed in him.
她就留我们，留下来吃饭。
And she kept us so that we would have a meal together.
那我说，哦，我们还有别的事情，不可以，不能留下来。
And I said, we have other things to do, so we cannot stay.
她说，你们下次再来。
So she said, come again.
哦，对不起，我说我来不了，但弟兄姐妹，其他弟兄姐妹可以来。
I said, I'm sorry, I cannot come, but other brothers and sisters, they can come.
为着韩妈妈的救恩，感谢赞美。
So for the salvation of elderly Mother Han, I will truly thank and praise God.
这不是人可以做的事。
This is not something that man can do.
但是我们看见，当我们从主那里接受了主的服事。
But after we have received of the service of our Lord.
当因着主的爱先充满了我的心。
When His love first filled my heart.
让我们能够成为神所用的一个器皿。能够把这个爱能够流露在韩妈妈的身上。
Then we can be a vessel so that we could show God's love to others.
就你们，我们感谢神。今天我们知道，我们今天蒙神的救赎是神极大的恩典。
Today we thank God, brothers and sisters, because we have His redemption. It is great grace.
然而我们更要感谢神。
But even more so, we need to thank God.
因为他呼召我们来服侍他。
Because He has called us to serve Him.
他呼召我们来把人。带到他的面前。
He has called us to bring man before him.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们都能够抓住这样一个恩典的机会。
May we all grab these opportunities of grace.
我们能够真正成为一个服侍神的。
So that we may truly be those who serve God.
在我们所做的一切的事上。
So that in all that we do.
我们来讨他的喜。
We would be pleasing to him.
因为我们是他爱的奴。
Because we are his bond slaves of love.
我们再一起低头有点祷。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，是你的爱救了我。
It is your love that has saved us.
主啊，也是你的爱激励我们。
It is your love that constrains us.
主，叫我们愿意献上自己作为爱的奴隶。
Lord, we are willing to also offer up ourselves as bond slaves of love.
我们愿意一生来服侍。
We want to serve you all the days of our lives.
我们愿意在一切所行的事上来讨你的喜。
In all that we do, we want to be found pleasing in your sight.
主，感谢你。你对我们没有太多的要求。
Lord, we thank you. You don't have much requirement of us.
你愿意我们做顺命的奴。
You want us to simply be obedient servants.
来凡事上来遵行你的心，你的旨意。
That in all things that we carry out your will.
主，愿你带领我们。
Lord, lead us.
你啊，指教我们。
Do teach us.
主，叫我们在地上能够这样来荣耀你。
So that on earth we would give you glory in such a way.
主，愿你的名得着一切当得的称颂。
May your name receive all the praise and all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.